Okay, forget bikes. How about track? The track meet, which determines who will represent the U.S. in the Olympics, begins next week. But the buzz from the world of track so far isn't time trials. It's more like court trials. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, or USADA, wants lifetime bans on four track stars for taking performance-enhancing drugs. Another star has already admitted to drug use. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has this report on the legal issues at play.
If you're thinking of becoming a track fan to really bone up on the sport, the next time you're at a college meet, you might want to wander over to the School of Pharmacology. And while you're on campus, why not visit the law school, because principles learned there might come in handy. Once you get past the specifics of how tetrahydrogestrinone affects the body, the pharmacology part isn't hard to grasp. Drugs aid performance. Chemists have come up with ways for these drugs to go undetected by blood and urine tests. So sports officials have to rely on circumstantial evidence, like diary entries and canceled checks. At this point, the lawyers enter the arena.
This isn't about whether or not circumstantial evidence is sufficient.
Joe Burton is the lawyer for sprinter Marion Jones, former gold medalist and Nike pitchwoman, who's under suspicion of using banned substances.
Circumstantial evidence can be sufficient. The question is, what standard are we using to evaluate that circumstantial evidence?
Here's what Burton is saying. It's not just that Jones has never failed a drug test. Burton is saying that the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency told the world that when they evaluate evidence against athletes, they would be using as their burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But recently, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced that it would be using a different standard of proof, a lower standard of proof. Now evidence has to convince the arbitrators deciding the case to their comfortable satisfaction. Burton has a big problem with that.
From the athlete's point of view, the burden of proof is really the only protection that that athlete has at these proceedings. There are no rules of evidence. And so you set up a situation where it's very easy to, in effect, convict people.
Burton complains that comfortable satisfaction isn't a recognized American legal term. He says to anyone with a pen or a microphone that comfortable satisfaction sounds like the kind of standard you'd use when trying on sneakers. But law professor Matt Mitten says comfortable satisfaction is an international legal term, which translates to a term used by U.S. courts, clear and convincing evidence. Mitten, the director of the National Sports Law Institute at Marquette University, puts it this way. If you convict beyond a reasonable doubt, you're saying you're 90% sure. Clear and convincing or comfortable satisfaction, it's about 70% sure. Mitten says that arbitrators themselves will decide if they go with comfortable satisfaction or reasonable doubt as their standard.
There's really a balancing that goes into play here. It's being, you know, fair to the athlete, but balancing that against the fact that you're not going to have conclusive proof in these types of cases, and you want to ensure the integrity of athletic competition.
Hanging in the balance are the careers of athletes like Marion Jones, who hasn't been charged but is fighting the cloud of suspicion forcefully, publicly criticizing the very panel that will decide whether she can run in the Olympics in April.
I am more than happy to answer every question, but I am not going to engage in USADA's secret kangaroo court.
The final irony, or depending on your outlook, the final piece of exonerating evidence, is that the performance-enhancing drugs Marion Jones is said to have taken haven't improved her times. She's steadily gotten slower since winning gold in Sydney. Jones will run at the Olympic trials next week and will possibly argue her case right up until the games begin in August. Perhaps the old Olympic motto, Latin for higher, faster, stronger, needs to be changed to altius, sitius, fortius, litigious. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.